Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and let's get right into it.
All right, we're here with Ella. And Ella, what is your crazy Halloween story?
So this happened last year. I'm just going to preface this by saying my friends and I maybe partook too much in drinking that we thought we were all roofied when we were not roofied. But we were at this like frat rave party and the cops came and they were like, you know, the classic, everybody like shut the fuck up, like be quiet because we're about to get like busted. And we're in like this enclosed backyard. So it's like there's one entrance, one exit, and they're blocking the exit. And they're like, you can't leave because the cops are outside. And me in my heightened state of like emotions, I'm like, I need to get out of here. Like I have like fight or flight. I was like, I turned to my friend Audrey. I was like, we need to leave right now. And so we turned and we saw that the wooden fence had like a loose, loose part of it. And I just like looked at her. We looked at each other and we were like, okay. And then she like kicked it and then I was like punching it with my hand and then we made this like big ass hole in the fence and then everyone from this party started flooding out of this fence into their neighbor's yard. And yeah, that's basically it. We did not get blacklisted from that frat, surprisingly. I actually don't even think they know that was us. I think they thought someone else did that. But yeah, it was, and then we ended up in a park at like 3 a.m.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So you just like literally just like punched it with your bare
yes,
hand?
I have a scar on my hand from it.
Oh man.
Yeah, I literally went like that. Ooh. And then while Audrey was kicking. And then we yanked it off and then we all left.
Damn.
Yeah.
That sounds like a fun night.
It was desperate times.
My name is Ava. I'm here with the Common Talk podcast at VCU. We're in Monroe Park. This is Gabe. He's going to tell us a story.
All right, bet. I haven't had too many crazy Halloween stories, but I'll give the first one that comes to mind. It's not really crazy, but it was 7th grade. It was all of us, all the 7th grade homies walking around Hampton Oaks neighborhood in Stafford, Virginia, having a wonderful Halloween night. At one point in this night, someone tried to scare me with a devil mask behind me, and then I may have smacked them in the face because they caught me off guard. But that's not But then later that night, I was with
Did he do anything?
He just like jump scared me, and I was like, oh shit, and I just
And he just let you slap him?
Well, he understood because he just kind of came out of a bush wearing a devil mask.
All right.
And so he was like, okay, I guess I kind of deserve that. Mm-hmm. And then later that night, you know, do our Halloween stuff. Now it's like 12, 13-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And eventually, some girl we were with, I had my first kiss on Halloween 7th grade. And yeah, that was about the extent of that.
You still talk to her?
No, I think she blocked me like high school or something like that. Because I think she got a boyfriend, and then she was like, oh, no, I don't like him. And then,
Damn.
So what's one of your Halloween stories?
Halloween story? Well, I don't have many interesting ones. I guess my most exciting one has been probably this past weekend here. Me and my friends, we went to a rave down on Wharf Street. I dressed up as an astronaut, and my friends were like a cat. One of them was Patrick Bateman. And like a dark angel. And, we went to this rave and as I walked in, I saw that there was like a rock. It was like on an underpass. And so when I saw that there was a rock and there were like two people dancing on it, and everyone's like below them. So like they're like elevated. And I was thinking to myself, you know, what if I got up there with my astronaut costume, you know? So I walk up, I drunkenly walk up this rock, and I just started dancing and partying. And someone handed me a handle of Tito's.
Hell yeah.
Did you
drink some?
I didn't drink any. A few people asked me. I gave a few shots to my homegirls, because why not? I personally couldn't have had any more.
Hell yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. Sounds like a great time. Any other Halloween stories or anything?
No, I think that's all.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Of course.
We're here with Jala and Kayana.
Kayana.
And what's your Halloween story?
2 years ago, we met on this beautiful dating app called Tinder. And the rest is history. We didn't think it was going to go anywhere, but we've been dating for 2 years now.
That's awesome.
We met at a Halloween party.
And we met at a Halloween party.
How was the Halloween party? What were the circumstances there? How y'all met?
It was probably like, it just really threw me off because I'm a STEM major and she's an art major. And the first like interaction we had together, like they all just pulled out like a pack of cigarettes. So I just had to go with the flow. But it was like probably the top 10 craziest moment of my college career.
Hell it yeah. was supposed to be a game night, but no games were played.
What happened at the game night instead of games?
We went to another party.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What, drinking? You know, just yeah. hanging out?
A lot of drinking.
Hell yeah.
A lot of unspeakable things that I can't talk about on camera.
Unspeakable things. Oh, Lord.
But yeah, that's my Halloween story.
All right. Any other past Halloween stories or anything you're going to do for this Halloween?
Oh, she did poppers in front of me also. I had to put that out there because they're not going to think it's crazy. But yeah, it was my first time meeting her, and she smoked cigarettes and did poppers in front of me.
The first time doing popper, hey, I respect it.
The rest is history.
Hell yeah.
Thank
Happily
you.
Happily ever after.
Yes.
Awesome. All right, and Jake, what is your Halloween story for us?
So my Halloween story is that when I was a kid, I was afraid of pretty much everything, most notably the Monsters, Inc. book on tape, which my sister would play on purpose to torment me. So already I was a very scared child. I was so scared I couldn't go into the Halloween section of Target. My mom would have to like close my eyes and take me through. But when I was very young, I watched Coraline for the first time, and that was the one thing that didn't scare me. And I watched that movie once a week for several months straight. Okay. So yeah,
that's your scary story. So what about Coraline that was not scared you compared to the Monsters, Inc.?
I don't know. I think as a kid, I was always big into Wallace and Gromit, so I think the stop motion was like, that was a big part of my interest. And I don't know, I saw Coraline, I was like, this is badass, like this is cool, I like this. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. You doing anything for this Halloween?
I'm gonna go to the Halloween parade.
Halloween parade, where's that?
It's actually, they're meeting up here. It's the All Saints Puppet Theater. They do one every year. Yeah.
Hell yeah. You dressed up for that?
Yeah. I got a Wraith costume. So
a what costume?
Like a wraith, like kind of a ghost.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. Faceless. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Any other Halloween experiences you feel like sharing?
Other than that, I also, when I was a kid, me and my family, we went to SeaWorld for the Hallow Scream event. While we're waiting in line, a guy comes out, he's like, hey, you know, it's 8 p.m. We're gonna have to switch over to the adult version of Hallow Scream. And me and all my siblings were like, oh, we can handle it. We just clung to my mom the entire time. We were terrified.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I think that's it. Yeah.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I went to like this little lounge or whatever. I'm friends with these. They like promote parties or whatever. They throw parties or whatever. So, we get there. Mind you, I'm already high. And I'm just this is the first night of Halloween. This is a Friday. And this is the first party of Halloween. Everybody's lined up outside. So they started letting people in. I'm sitting down. I'm already high. And I had a little seltzer. So I downed the seltzer before we even got there. Like, not even sips, just go, like, because I want to be drunk. So we're sitting. I'm high. I'm getting tipsy. I start feeling the seltzer. And that's when it starts hitting me. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I got sober up before I throw up. Mind you, I'm still inside. Like, I'm sitting in the section. Like, I'm sitting on the couch. So I just lean back. Mind you, could you imagine being in a club and you look to the side, you see a bitch in a club like this? And like, everybody's like, are you okay? Like, are you good? Like, yo, like, stop touching me, yo. Like, I'm drunk. Like, I'm gonna throw up. Like, so everybody's touching me, asking me, like, are you okay? Are you okay? Like, yes, I'm okay. Like, I'm about to fall asleep. Like, I'm dead ass, like, in the section, in the club, like, nodding off. I was trying so hard not to throw up. I just kept thinking, like, I wasn't like, don't throw up, because that's going to make me throw up. I wasn't like, it's okay, like, you're straight, like, if something happens, like, they will get you a ride home, like, it's okay. But people kept moving, and that, like, my train of thought, like, it just got lost. Like, I just stopped thinking, like, my mind went blank. And when my mind went blank, that's when it hit me. Y'all, I threw up in the section on the first day of Halloween.
Oh, no. Did they kick you out or anything?
No, they didn't. So I threw up. I just go over the kitchen. I'm like, not the kitchen, the couch. I'm like, like, I'm throwing up, like, in front of a bunch, like, a section full of people. And my friends, the ones from the party, they're on my back. They're like, it's okay. Like, I'm still going. Like, I'm just like, it just keeps coming. So eventually, one of my homeboys, he yanks me up. And he's like, bro, like, let's go outside. You're not about to throw it in front of all these people. So we go outside. I squat
in the little patch of grass outside the bar. And I'm like, all right, I'm good. It's this drunk Asian girl outside. I'm like, yeah, you got a hair tie? She's like, yeah, I do. I took it. I stole that shit. And I tied my hair back up. We went back inside. I sat down. I thought I was cooling. And I threw up again.
Oh, no.
In the same section in front of everyone.
Oh, man.
And then I got back up again. I was like, yeah, it's time for me to go. And then my friend, he rode with me back to my dorm and he walked me back to my room. And that was it.
Hi, I'm Gabba. Nice to meet you.
Gabe, nice to meet you.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
So my scary story is that I went up to my aunt's house and my aunt lives in the woods. Like, she really lives in the woods. And what happened was is that my aunt was in the backyard. I was in, like, you know, the house with the windows were open. I was reading. And from outside the windows, I can hear somebody calling my name and beckoning me into the woods. And I was like, oh, I wonder what that was. And just kept calling my name over and over again. So I went out to the back to be like, hey, are you guys calling my name? My aunt went, no, we're not. So I went back and I went, huh, that's weird. I found out a few weeks later, that was actually my neighbor, my aunt's neighbor, who was stalking my aunt and was trying to lure me in the woods to kill me.
How did you find this out?
She was harassing another neighbor by trying to get the kids into the woods.
Wow, did this girl lady ever get arrested or anything like that?
I do not know, but she's very old and she's just crazy.
Wow.
So that was a pretty scary story for me of, like, you know, just hearing, you know, hearing your name and somebody knowing your name and trying to get you into the woods.
Yeah, that does sound pretty freaky. I thought I was going like the Skinwalker direction, like,
no,
in the woods.
No,
like,
it was just an old woman.
Just a creepy old lady.
Yeah.
Hey, that reminds me of the lady from the movie Prisoners, if you've seen that.
I have not.
Oh, dude, yeah. Creepy ass old lady. Yeah. Dang.
And for this Halloween, I'm going to go as a clown. I'm going to go ahead and, because I have class on Halloween, so I'm going to go as a clown. And gonna bring candy.
Hell yeah.
And toothy clown.
Yeah.
Nice.
A scary clown, happy clown.
A happy clown.
Awesome.
Another
detective. Hell yeah. Yeah, thank you very much, Gab. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, you're good.
It's a bad word.
You're good. We can bleep it out, whatever.
All right.
We're here with Logan. And Logan, what is your scary story or Halloween story?
All right. One time, so my friend back from my hometown, he owns a lot of land and very, very old land. And they had this very old farmhouse and it wasn't used for farm anymore. It was just an old house. And it was kind of falling to pieces. And we were hanging out in there. And we were like, you know, let's mess around and use a Ouija board. I don't believe in that stuff, to be honest. I'm not a paranormal believer, to be honest. But, you know, we had all the lights off. And, someone would be moving it. And, you know, obviously nothing happened with the Ouija board. But I was sitting in a way that I knew that everybody was in front of me. Because we were sitting in a circle around the Ouija board. And it was sitting in a way that no one could possibly be behind me. And, we're just sitting there messing around with the Ouija board. And then I swore someone was behind me and the two people next to me said, yo, who the hell is behind me? Like, who's like touching my back or whatever? We turned on the flashlights. Nobody was there. Mm. And it wasn't even possible for someone to be there. And multiple of us are like, oh, someone's there. So I'm not saying it's a ghost or nothing, you know, but it was an odd experience being in an old warehouse, an old farmhouse, you know, had to have been used like the, you know, very early 80s, and something's behind me, you know. But that was kind of it, and I don't know what to believe of it nowadays.
Oh, Lord. Was there any like history of like people like at the house where you lived at, or
I don't know the history of it.
Thank you for tuning into Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and remember to like, comment, subscribe, and listen to our other podcasts on the Revoice Network.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.